Sabbath blessings, brothers and sisters. If you can put your prayer requests in the room, we'll open in prayer. I have a prayer request here from Sister Susan, and she says she is due to take a very important test on Wednesday, and she's asking for prayers that she will pass it if it is God's will. So we can remember that. Pray for Sister Susan. And Brother Dwayne, he has unspoken. Sister Ida has unspoken. Brother Joe has unspoken. Sister Mindy has many unspoken. Brother Teo has many unspoken. Brothers Isaiah and Gabriel have unspoken. Brother Everly has unspoken. I have many, many unspoken still. And Sister Jana says, I pray for my wasp sting. I pray for my family to get along. And I pray that everything goes right. We'll keep that in prayer, sister. And Pastor says, I need more faith, wisdom, meekness, patience, and focus when reading his word, and a few unspoken. I echo that, Pastor. I echo that prayer also. Brothers Isaiah and Gabriel have an unspoken healing. And Sister Beatrice has unspoken, and she's asking for courage and strength. And Sister Mandy has many unspoken. And Brother Sumati Barjwa, an unspoken is a prayer that you just don't say out loud. It's just like a secret prayer, I guess. And Sister Mindy says, I echo that one as well, Pastor. Sister Judy says, hello, and Sabbath blessings, brothers and sisters. And we have one more prayer request coming in, it looks like. Sister Soom. Is that? Okay. I'm sorry. Okay, Sister Soom, I'll remember that. And Sister Martha says, many, many unspoken. I also echo that, Pastor. And Sister Lee has unspoken. And Sister Soom says, thank you, I'm new here. Silent prayer for her too, praise the Lord. Welcome, Sister Soom, we're glad to have you here. Sabbath blessings. Okay, so we can get on our knees now. And we'll open in prayer. We'll remember all the unspoken prayer requests and the ones that were written too. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you, Father, for this beautiful Sabbath day and a chance that we get to meet online here for our children's study hour, Lord, to share and teach with them and to learn things ourselves. Thank you for blessing this study too, this upcoming study, Lord. And also, Father, thank you for answering all the unspoken prayers in the room and the ones that were not, the other prayer requests also, Lord, that were written in the room. Thank you so much, Lord, for answering them even before we ask them. Thank you so much for letting us come to you any time of the day, 24/7, whatever we're doing. If we need to come to you, we can. You're always there with your head bowed down, your ear bowed down to us to listen. Thank you, Father. And also thank you most of all for our salvation. Because of Jesus Christ, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for our salvation. And in your beautiful name we pray, Jesus. Amen. Amen. Okay. Do we have anything we want to have, anything to be thankful for today? Just put it in the room. It's always something to be thankful for. I thank the Lord for my salvation and the joy that comes with it. That joy is just, it always comes with the salvation. I also thank Him for this beautiful Sabbath day and for everything we have. He gives us what we need. Thank you, Lord. And Pastor says, I praise the Lord for my salvation and the joy in my salvation. I also praise his name for the way he's opening his word to me daily. Praise the Lord. Sister Karen says, praise the Lord for the melting snow and the birds coming back. Praise the Lord. I was just praising the Lord for that this morning, Sister Karen. I look out the window and there's all those birds. Brothers Isaiah and Gabriel says, praise the Lord for letting us be here another day. Amen. Brother Dwayne says, praise the Lord for my salvation and the joy and all the trials that we're going through to be ready and found worthy for the latter rain. Praise the Lord. And Sister Sue says, I thank the Lord for the sunshine and for the hope of Christ's return in heaven. Praise the Lord. Sister Beatrice says, praise the Lord for my salvation and the trials during the week. Amen. I also pray for praise the Lord for those trials. Always learning. Praise the Lord. Brothers Isaiah and Gabriel say, praise the Lord for the nice, cool weather. Amen. Sister Janice says, praise the Lord, everyone here. I praise the Lord for this nice weather. I praise the Lord. I got a good grade on my science test yesterday. And I praise the Lord for many unspokens. Praise the Lord, Sister Janice. And there's a few more coming in. Little Brother Damien says, praise the Lord for loving me, dying for me, for all that he has given me to live every day. Amen, brother. And Sister Lee says, praise the Lord, saw that we have catnip already growing outside. Most important, the Lord's message of truth is getting out there. Praise the Lord. And we have a few more praises coming in. Little Brother Jojo wants to praise the Lord for his new garbage truck toy. Sister Jade wants to praise the Lord for the food and family. Praise the Lord for that new garbage truck toy, little brother. And praise the Lord for the food and for your family, Sister Jade. Sister Mindy says, I have too many praises to mention them all. I praise the Lord for this beautiful sunny Sabbath in the 50s. My salvation and joy in my salvation, my health, the trials, his protection, and my beloved church family. Amen, Sister Mindy. Uh-oh, Pastor put a toy truck in the room. Jojo, is that your new truck? Okay, I think we have a few more praises. Also praise the Lord, my health. Okay, little sister Luna says, praise the Lord for all the animals and all the healing of the sick. Yes, thank you, Lord, for the healings of the sick and all that beautiful animals you created. Amen. Brother Teo said, praise the Lord for the long suffering, mercy, and love, and that I'm able to use my Bible in a book, a very special one indeed. Amen. Praise the Lord. And Sister Martha says, I praise the Lord for his wonderful love and goodness towards us when we are in need of his help in time of trouble and in time our daily needs throughout the day. I praise the Lord all day long. Amen. Amen, Sister Martha. I love praising him all day long. Praise the Lord. Okay. I think we're done. Oh, we have one more. One more typing. We'll wait. And Brothers Isaiah and Gabriel says, praise the Lord for all the snow we got this year. Yes, praise his name for that. I didn't get a chance to plan it that much, except me and the dog, but that's okay. All right, and Brother Dwayne has typed in something, and then we shall go on. Your sister Mandy's typing now. Sister Mandy says, praise the Lord for another day of rest. Amen to that. Okay, so let's get started on our story. It's a long one. I'm going to try and get this done really quick for you, Sister Mindy, within the half hour. Okay.
So our story today, oops, we got one more. Praise the Lord for all the wonderful praises. Yay, amen. Oh, and sisters Hosanna and Shalom say praise the Lord for my friends and family. Praise the Lord. Okay, so our story today is Angel to the Rescue. And last Sabbath, we read about one of the greatest prophets who ever lived. And he spoke words of warning and comfort to his people, to God's people. He also prophesied about the coming of our Savior Jesus to bring comfort to the people that were being held captive. Okay, and so the story continues. Angel to the Rescue. Some years after the Assyrians had captured Samaria and they invaded Judah and tried to take Jerusalem, Sennacherib was king of Assyria now, and he came up against all the fenced cities of Judah and took them. Jerusalem alone was left, and all the country that God had given to the people whom he had brought out of Egypt, this was the only city that remained in their possession. All of the others, from Dan to Beersheba, had been lost. Never had the city of David seemed so lonesome there on its mountaintop. Many must have wondered how it could be possible to stand against all the might of Assyria. No doubt someone said, if Jerusalem is taken, what hope will remain that the promises to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob will ever be fulfilled? How will the seed of the woman ever bruise the serpent's head? Fortunately, there was in Jerusalem at this time, behind its barricade gates, two great men and one noble woman: Isaiah the prophet, Hezekiah the king, and Abijah the king's mother. Anxious to avoid an attack, Hezekiah sent messengers to Sennacherib, seeking to buy him off. The invader set a stiff price, 300 talents of silver and 30 talents of gold. Hezekiah tried to raise the money, even taking the gold overlay off the doors and pillars of the temple. This he sent to Sennacherib, but the Assyrian king was not satisfied. He wanted more. He said he was going to take the city anyway, and Hezekiah might as well open the gates and surrender. But Hezekiah was not the sort of man to give up without a fight. He talked the matter over with his princes, and they decided to resist. First, they blocked up all the sources of water outside the city. Why should the king of Assyria come, they said, and find much water? Then they built up all the wall that was broken and raised it up to the towers, to the tops of the towers, and made weapons and shields. Gathering all his captains together, Hezekiah spoke to their hearts, saying, be strong and courageous. Be not afraid or dismayed for the king of Assyria, nor for all the multitude that is with him. For there be more with us than with him. With him is an arm of flesh, but with us is the Lord our God to help us and to fight our battles. Wonderful faith like Elijah, Hezekiah was sure the chariots of the Lord would come to his rescue. The captains were cheered and leaned upon the king's words, the Bible says. They had need of courage, for soon part of the Assyrian army arrived, led by Rabshakeh, who called for a parley. By the way, a parley, it's like a meeting or discussion that you have with the enemy to try and work things out, like a little negotiation. Their men went out to talk with him. Eliakim, which was over the household, and Shebna, the scribe, and Jonah, the recorder. No doubt this is why we have such a full account of what took place when they're talking about the recorder. Rabshakeh told the three men to go back to King Hezekiah and tell him that there is no point in resisting any longer. If he was looking for help from the Egyptians, he was leaning on a broken reed. If he was trusting in the God of heaven, he was equally mistaken. Anyway, the Lord had told the king of Assyria to come and destroy Jerusalem. At this, Eliakim, Shebna, and Joah begged him to talk in Syrian, not Hebrew, so that the people listening on the city wall would not understand. Rabshakeh refused. Instead, he raised his voice and shouted, "Have any of the gods of the nations deliver their lands out of the hand of the king of Assyria? Where are the gods of Hamath and Arpad? Name the gods who have delivered their countries." There was no reply from the people on the walls, for Hezekiah had passed the word to everybody, "Answer him not." But when the parley was over and Rabshakeh had gone away, Hezekiah was much upset. He sent Eliakim, Shebna, and Joah to Isaiah that they might tell him all that had happened. When they returned to the king, they brought this message from the Lord: "Be not afraid. I will send a blast upon him, and he shall hear a rumor and shall return to his own land." For a while, nothing more happened. Then one day, a letter arrived from the king of Assyria, repeating all that Rabshakeh had said and demanding again that the city be surrendered. When Hezekiah read it, he went up to the house of the Lord and spread it before the Lord. Then he prayed, "O Lord God of Israel," he cried, "which dwelleth between the cherubims, thou art God, even thou alone. Of all the kingdoms of earth, thou hast made heaven and earth. Lord, bow down thy ear and hear. Open, Lord, thine eyes and see and hear the words of Sennacherib, which hath set him to reproach the living God. Of a truth, Lord, the kings of Assyria have destroyed the nations and their lands and have cast their gods into fire, for they were no gods, but the work of men's hands, wood and stone. Therefore, they have destroyed them. Now, therefore, O God, O Lord our God, I beseech thee, save thou us out of his hand, that all the kingdoms of the earth may know that thou art the Lord God, even thou only." What a beautiful prayer, so full of faith and trust. God heard it. Indeed, he sent Isaiah immediately to go tell him so. "Don't worry," was the burden of the prophet's message. "Thus saith the Lord concerning the king of Assyria, he shall not come into the city, nor shoot an arrow there, nor come before it with a shield, nor cast a bank against it. By the way that he came, by the same shall he return, and shall not come into this city, saith the Lord. For I will defend this city to save it for my own sake and for my servant David's sake." Wonderful promise. God himself was going to defend the city. He knew exactly what was going to happen and how the enemy would be turned back. Everyone could relax. That night, the angel of the Lord went into action. There was a great slaughter in the camp of the Assyrians. Exactly what happened, the Bible does not say. But by morning light, there were about 185,000 dead soldiers lying all over the countryside around Jerusalem. People crowded to the walls to see the amazing sight. They could hardly believe their eyes, for not an arrow had been shot or a stone thrown, yet there were their enemies asleep in death. The Assyrian army was no more. As for the mighty Sennacherib, he returned with shame of his face to his own land, where two of his sons put him to death. How terrible. Two of his own sons put him to death. Let me grab my songbook for a second. we rearranged our bookcases, and I put my psalm books in a different spot. That's why I don't have them with me this morning. Okay, that was a great story. Praise the Lord. Our song that we're going to sing today is Rock of Ages. And I'm waiting for Pastor Nick to come. Amen, sister. What a mighty God we have who fights for us. The Rock of Ages. Rock of Ages, clutch for me. Let me hide myself in thee. Let the water and the blood from thy wounded side which flows be of sin the double cure. Save from wrath and make me pure. Could my tears forever flow? Could my zeal no respite know? This for sin could not atone. Thou must save, and thou alone. In my hand no price I bring. Simply to thy cross I cling. When I draw my final breath, when my eyes shall close in death, when I rise to worlds unknown and behold thee on thy throne, Rock of Ages, clap for me. Let me hide myself in thee. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Okay. It is time for our pop quiz. Are we ready? Question number one. Who was the king of Assyria that came up against all the fenced cities of Judah and took them? Was it A, Hezekiah, B, Sennacherib, or C, Uzziah? Amen, it was B, that Sennacherib. I always thought it was Sennacherib. But I looked it up this morning, and I listened to the you know, the audio pronunciation, it said Sennacherib. Or Sennacherib. Yeah, said something like that. Okay. Question number two. Which city had not been taken by Sennacherib? Was it A, Jerusalem, B, Samaria, or C, Jarmo? Which one was not taken by Sennacherib? Sennacherib. Very good. It was A, Jerusalem. He didn't take that one. Very good. Question number three. Did King Sennacherib want to take the city of Jerusalem? A, yes, or B, no? Did he want to take it? Yes, he sure did. Very good. Question number four. Fortunately, in Jerusalem at that time, there were two great men and one noble woman behind its barricaded gates. Who were they? Was it A, Oded, Jehoram, and Athaliah? Or was it B, Isaiah the prophet, Hezekiah the king, and Abijah, the king's mother? Or was it C, Samuel, Jehoiada, and Jehoshaphat? What were those three people behind Jerusalem's barricaded gates? Very good. It was Isaiah the prophet, Hezekiah the king, and Abijah, the king's mother. Very good. Question number 5. To avoid an attack, Hezekiah sent messengers to Sennacherib seeking to buy him off. How much money did Sennacherib want from Hezekiah? Was it A, 300 talents of silver and 30 talents of gold? Was it B, 3995 talents of silver and 2 talents of gold? Or was it C, 59 talents of silver and 59 talents of gold? Which one? How much did Sennacherib want from Hezekiah? Hang on a second. This one. Okay. It would be. I have to check that one again. 39. No, it wasn't B. It wasn't B. Right. It was A. Okay. I thought for a minute I did something wrong. It was A, 300 talents of silver and 30 talents of gold. Okay. Question number 6. Did Sennacherib accept Hezekiah's offer? Oh, we are? Which one was it then? 39? It wasn't 39.95. I thought it was A. Okay. Question number 6. Did Sennacherib accept Hezekiah's offer? A. Yes, Sennacherib accepted Hezekiah's offer and went away. Or B. No, Sennacherib said he was going to take the city anyway, and Hezekiah might as well open the gates and surrender. Very good. It was B. He didn't take it. He wanted that city anyway. Very good. Question number 7. What did Hezekiah and his princes do to try and stop Sennacherib and his army from overtaking the city of Jerusalem? Was it A, they blocked up all the sources of water outside the city? Was it B, they built up the wall that was broken and raised it up to the towers? Or was it C, they made weapons and shields? Or was it D, all the above? Do you remember what they did to try and stop that army? Very good. It was D, all the above. Yep. Okay, very good. Question number 8 is a fill in the blanks. What did Hezekiah tell all his captains to cheer them up? What were the words he told them? Okay, you tell me what the blanks are. Okay, be strong and courageous. Be not afraid or dismayed for the king of Assyria, nor for all the multitudes that were with him. For there be more than us than with him. With his arm of flesh, but with us is the blank our God. Oop, I accidentally said one of the words. To help us and to fight the blank. Okay, so there's 3 of them. Oh, okay. We got all 3 of them already. For there be more than us than with him. With his is an arm of flesh, but with us is the Lord our God to help us and to fight our battles. Very good, you guys. You did a great job. And now for the bonus question. And we got 1 minute. Although Hezekiah and his princes blocked all the water sources, built up the wall as high as the towers, made weapons and shields to back the enemies, what was the most important thing Hezekiah did to save the city? He did what he could. He blocked the water, the wells, and he got weapons. Right. Right. That's something we have to remember when we come up against the enemy. We do what we can, but the most important thing is to pray to God. Pray to the Lord. He prayed and he trusted in God. Amen, Sister Mindy. Quick question. Are you allowed to request signs? Yeah. Just email me, like, way before, so, or just PM me, and then next week we'll try and fill your request, Sister Jana. Yep. He prayed to God. Praise the Lord. Prayed and put the Lord first. Amen. Yeah, he prayed before that too, remember? Okay, praise the Lord. You did a great job. And now I will hand the mic over to Sister Mindy for the Ten Commandments.
Sabbath blessings, brothers and sisters. Can you hear me? Praise the Lord. What a beautiful Sabbath. All right, let's get started. This Sabbath, we're going to go over commandment number 6. Brother Joe, if you want to get us started. Number 1, thou shalt not blank. And that's Exodus 20:13. We'll fill in the blank. Very good. Commandment number 6 says, thou shalt not kill. Question number 2. The 6th commandment is about blank for human life. Is it A, respect, D, disrespect, or C, dishonor? Very good. It's A. The 6th commandment is about respect for human life. Question number 3. God asks us to demonstrate blank and not hate towards others by not murdering. Is it A, love, B, resentment, or C, dislike? Very good. It's A, love. God asks us to demonstrate love and not hate towards others by not murdering. Question number 4. Taking another person's blank is not our right to decide. Is it A, gift, B, possessions, or C, life? Very good. It's C, life. Taking another person's life is not our right to decide. Question number 5. That judgment is reserved for God alone, true or false? Very good. It's true. God alone is the judge of whether somebody should live or die. Question number 6. God does not allow us to choose to willfully or deliberately blank another person's life. Is it A, destroy, B, take, or C, all of the above? Very good. It's C, all of the above. God does not allow us to choose to willfully or deliberately destroy or take another person's life. Question number 7. The blank commandment reminds us that God is the giver of life and he alone has the authority to take it or to grant permission to take it. Is it A, fifth, C, sixth, or C, third? Very good. It's B, sixth, The sixth commandment reminds us that God is the giver of life, and he alone has the authority to take it or to grant permission to take it. All right, question number 8. God requires that we do not maliciously blank another human being in word or deed. Is it A, hurt, B, harm, or C, all of the above? Very good. It's C, both, all of the above. God requires that we do not maliciously hurt or harm another human being in word or deed. Question number 9. This is why John wrote, "Whosoever blank his brother is a murderer, and you know that no murderer has eternal life abiding in him," and that's 1 John 3:15. Is it A, hateth, B, loves, or C, honors? Very good. It's A, hateth. This is why John wrote, "Whosoever hateth his brother is a murderer, and you know that no murderer has eternal life abiding in him." Question number 10. God wants us to be builders, not destroyers of good relationships. To accomplish this, we must respect this wonderful gift of this precious possession, blank. Is it A, human life, B, eternal rest, or C, passing away? Very good. It's A, human life. God wants us to be builders, not destroyers of good relationships. To accomplish this, we must respect this wonderful gift of this precious possession, human life. Question number 11. What makes human life precious? Consider it from God's point of view. He made us in his own image for the purpose of creating in us his own character. For that reason, he is not willing that any should blank, but that all should come to repentance. And that's 2 Peter 3:9. Is it A, live, B, perish, or C, die? Very good. It's B, perish. And question number 12. God's preference is for us to be merciful. He is especially merciful to anyone who repents, saying to them, "As I live, saith the Lord God, I have no pleasure in the blank of the wicked, but that the wicked turn from his way and live." And that's Ezekiel 33:11. Is it A, life, B, destruction, or C, death? Very good. It's C, death. Says, "Say unto them, as I live, saith the Lord God, I have no pleasure in death of the wicked, but that the wicked turn from his way and live." Question number 13. "You have heard that it was said of them of old time, thou shalt not blank, and whosoever shall kill shall be in danger of the judgment. But I say unto you that whosoever is a blank with his brother without a cause shall be in danger of the judgment." Fill in the blanks. You're waiting for some people to typing here. All right, very good. It says, you have heard that it was said of them of old time, thou shalt not kill, and whosoever shall kill shall be in danger of the judgment. But I say unto you that whosoever is angry with his brother without a cause shall be in danger of the judgment. Matthew 5:21-22. Question number 14. If you hate someone in your heart, that is the same as committing murder in your heart. True or false? Very good. It's true. hating somebody in your heart is the same as committing murder. And I believe this was the last question. Question 15. If any man say, I love God and blank his brother, he is a liar. For he that loveth not his brother, whom he hath seen, how can he love God whom he hath not seen? And that's 1 John 4:20. Is it A, hateth, B, loveth, or C, dislikes? Very good. It's A, hateth. If any man say, I love God and hateth his brother, he is a liar. For he that loveth not his brother whom he hath seen, how can he love God whom he hath not seen? All right. Very good, guys. Let's go on to our Ten Commandments now. And I'm going to ask you, I'm going to say what the commandment is, and you tell me what it, which one it is. What is commandment number one? What is commandment number one? Got people typing? All right, very good. Commandment number one is, thou shalt have no other gods before me. What is commandment number eight? Commandment number eight. Very good. Commandment number eight is, thou shalt not steal. What is commandment number four? Commandment number four. Got people typing? Very good. Commandment number four. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou nor thy son nor thy daughter, thy manservant nor thy maidservant, nor the cattle nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. What is commandment number 10? Commandment number 10. Some people typing. Very good. Commandment number 10 is, thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house, thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is thy neighbor's. What is commandment number 7? What is commandment number 7? Very good. Commandment number 7 is, thou shalt not commit adultery. What is commandment number 5? We got some people typing. Very good. Commandment number 5 is, honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. What is commandment number 9? What is commandment number 9? Very good. Commandment number 9 is thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor, which is the same as lying, telling stories about somebody that is not true. What is commandment number 2? Got some people typing. Very good. Commandment number 2 is, thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them. For I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children under the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. And the last one, or not, sorry, not the last one, second to the last. What is commandment number 3? Oh, I'm sorry to hear you had a wasp bite. I know that can hurt. I had a bee bite before. Never had a wasp bite me, but I know it stung. It hurt. Praying for your healing. Commandment number 3. Very good. Commandment number 3 is, thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. And the last one, which we all should know this because we studied it, what is commandment number 6? Commandment number 6. Very good. Thou shalt not kill. You guys did a great job. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Have a blessed Sabbath, everyone, and enjoy your day and have lots of rest today. I love you all. God bless.
Okay. Praise the Lord. Okay. So if we can get on our knees, we will close in prayer. Get on our knees before our Heavenly Father and thank Him for everything again.
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much, Lord, for being here with us on this beautiful Sabbath day you gave to us. And thank you so much for our children's study hour, Lord. We bless you. We bless you, Lord, for giving us all the knowledge that we need to have. And Father, thank you for our salvation also, Lord. We can't thank you enough for it. We can't praise you enough for it. Thank you so much. And in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Okay. I don't know what that beam was. It wasn't me. Okay. Thank you, everyone, for participating in our children's study hour. And we will see you next Sabbath.